deserve of this real knowledge. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him some. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 12th edition. That's right, dozen. Wow. 12th edition of To The Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. I am your host, Danny, a.k.a. Captain Maroon, and I will be joined by my co-host, Lieutenant Maroon, Sean. And in today's pod, we're going to be talking about degenerate gamblers and where that's going to be headed, you know, how we're going to be more addicted to things, which we already are, what's in our food, the struggle with prawn, the struggle with self-improvement in general, why it is a true struggle bus, little Elon and Trump talk, why the military is having a problem recruiting, and we kind of tie that into a push-up challenge. And we do a little nostalgia tripping, because what's a pod without, you know, thinking of yesteryear? Ah, things were simpler when, or were they? And with that, let's go on a journey, my fellow Maroons. Philosopher, please.
Gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Put these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
All right. Sean. Jonathan.
Yeah, so I think this year the theme is going to be everybody's a degenerate gambler.
You mean going to become or revealed as?
Oh, I think going to become. I think a lot of people are going to get hooked, yeah. Hooked on gambling.
Yeah. I'll be revealed as, but I'll say welcome to the potty, pal.
Yeah. So it's just... Oh yeah, we probably said this before. All the ads everywhere, all the, you know, and commercials and like billboards,
yep,
and YouTube ads, and all the streamers are gambling now on Kick, which is owned by Stake, which is a gambling website. And that's not going to go away anytime soon, because I think more particularly now, you're going to have some hope. But you're also going to have a lot of people who didn't get what they like. Oh, man, this is awful. There's no future for me. So what happens? You get hooked on drugs and gambling. Oh, man. Now that we have our phones, mm-hmm. now that it's legal, mm-hmm. How do you, don't foresee good things.
Don't foresee a good thing. By the way, you know how I love a good conspiracy? They say that sports gambling started to really gain momentum and get legalized right after 2008.
Huh.
When we needed money. All of a sudden, New Jersey was like, hey, we should try it. Yeah. Because they were such in dire straits for money. And they're like, yeah, like, let's give it a shot. And yep. Fast forward now, what is that? I guess that'd be about 17 years, 16 yeah. years or so. And now I think it's legal in like 40 states or something. So, yeah. I mean, it's connect the dots. They seem like they're like, okay, well, you know what? People are doing it anyway. People go to Vegas. People use the VPN to get around, or you know, whatever. There's like, yeah. There's ways people still. Or you have like a bookie. Like I won't say names, but I knew people that had a bookie at work. and they would give them the money, and then they would then give, if they won, they would get like an envelope of money. And I mean, it's wild, but like that was happening. Yeah. And so, I think they were just like, fuck it, let's just do it. We might as well just, get a piece of this pie. But the problem is it's like you said, it's so advertised now. Like I go in, you know, me and my Instagram reels, I try not to, it's one of my many faux pas, my many problems, but Instagram reels, and all of a sudden I'm looking at Bleacher Report and something pops up like, oh, some idiot won. He put $10 and he went $100,000 on some insane parlay.
Ooh. Oh, I could do that too.
It's fascinating. Nice, like freaking out. It's amazing how all that stuff all of a sudden started coming out in the last couple of years as gambling got legal. And they never show some guy like losing hundreds of thousands of, they show it every once in a while. What's like, oh man, he needs this field goal to win. And then he misses, the guy's losing his mind. But usually it's like for a couple thousand, they show these crazy winners. And it's always where the person's betting like 10 bucks, 20 bucks, something really insignificant. And then they pick like 3,200 players to score a touchdown, and they get every single one right. And it's like, look, this could be you too. The comments are fucking hilarious because everyone's like, I'm not convinced any of these are real. Yeah. I think they just edit them and they just go, yeah, no, look, they won.
Don't be surprised. Yeah.
You know, and, or, you know, it's like they have DraftKings or whatever, these fucking sites. They just take the one winner. It's like they made whatever, a $10 million last Sunday, let's say. They take the one guy that won 100K, and then they post that and they go, look, like this could be you. Come on.
You know what I'm seeing is, particularly in the streaming world, is you get a degenerate gambler streamer, and then you give them, you as the gambling website, you give them $100,000 in credit. Mm. So you can't just take it out. Mm. You have to gamble it. You have to run it through. And they'll, you know, hell, they'll probably end up gambling it all through and make, you know, 20 grand on top of the 100,000. Well, what's going to happen is next week they're going to gamble again and they're going to lose it all. So they lose all the credits they were given, and it doesn't matter to the gambling website because it's all fake anyways. It's like, here's credit we're giving you. You don't even have to pay us back. It's not even credit. It's just like a gift card. Here's a gift card, and you have to buy our gambling. And then they spend it all, and all of their fans end up hopping on because they see, oh man, he won. Oh, I want to try it. Or, oh, this is kind of relaxing. Or, oh man, I like the thrill. And yeah, so it's really, really insidious. And
yeah,
you know, it's the whole idea of, like, you know, drugs as they used to be, you had to go somewhere. You had to go to the liquor store. You know, you had to go to the weed shop. You had to go get cigarettes. You had to go to fucking Taco Bell. I mean, everything, you had to go and get it. But now in our world where everybody has Wi-Fi and everybody has a phone, and I mean, you can, I'm addicted. Yeah. And next thing you know, it's like 4 a.m. You're playing, you know, slot machines on your fucking phone. And
yeah, that's
like $800. Yeah.
That's horrible, dude. By the way, what's this whips at? I was waiting to do that for like a minute. as soon as you started waxing poetic about, oh, he's bad gambling websites, I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna wait on this one.
Bide my time.
Bide my time. Yeah, dude, it's fucking true. It's crazy how they talk about them now in the pregame. Like they're getting ready for the game and they're going like, oh yeah, like I Charles Barkley, like Steph Curry to hit, you know, 5 threes and Draymond Green to get 10 rebounds. Like he's putting a parlay together in the fucking pregame. Before it was kind of subtle. Now it was like you're talking about the different ways you had to get drugs. Before you had to hang out with your weed dealer. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. You hung out and they're like, so what do you want to do? I'm like, oh my God.
Like, I'm not your friend, man. Yeah. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, yeah. Every comedian's made that joke, but it's like, yeah, the guy delivers your pizza, and he's like, now he wants to hang out with you and eat the pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Yeah, it's just, it's brutal. And now it's just like, it's, you could be delivered to your door. Contactless. Yeah. You have to even see the person. Might not even be a human being soon.
Oh, yeah. I could see that for sure.
Yeah. No, it's fucking nuts, dude. So, the addiction thing, like the vape pens, you know, everyone's obsessed with those.
I see a lot of vape pens.
Yeah. Dude, talk about addictive. Those are addictive. I can't fuck with those. I just like good old fashioned. You know, the good old fashioned stuff. But even then, you know, it's got its ups and downs. There's something about the pen. The only benefit to me is the portability. That's it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a convenience. Other than that, it's like, dude, I don't know what is in that stuff. That is a concoction of chemicals and I have no idea what's in that, right? It's like I have zero clue. And people are just like taking the fattest draws, right? And just like freaking exhaling like an atomic bomb cloud. And you're like, dude, like there's no way your lungs are like, great, awesome. Another napalm bomb in the lungs.
I remember this was probably in like 2014. Yeah, probably 2014. And so about 10 years ago, I was working in Silicon Valley, and it was maybe like, how many people? Probably like 8 people all together. It was a small business. And I remember like, you know, most of us were kind of like in this main working area, and we all had our desks and things like that. And I don't know what I was doing, but I look over and one of my coworkers takes and I didn't know what it was. It's like a cart, like a vape pen, but it was like, it looked like a block. It looked like a fucking brick.
I know
like
you're talking silver about. Brick. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. One of those takes a hit on it, and not even like, you know, not like that, just sort of like a regular breath, and then moves it, and he's you know, doing, typing on his, you know, whatever he's doing. He's not even really thinking about it, and then he blows it out. And it is so much smoke, like, and it's like, you know, it's like, fruity too, because, you know, they're trying to get kids hooked on it.
Yeah.
So she blows it out, and it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is a fire hazard. Like, how is the smoke detector not going off?
That's just what I was going to say. How the fuck did the smoke detector, my shit's gone off when I cook. You know, I mean, granted, I do burn water. I am one of those.
My shit. Yeah. I mean, my smoke alarm goes off when I take a shit.
Well, that's just a toxic hazard. That's just, you know, a biohazard. It's just a warning.
The methane detector.
Yeah. It's just letting everyone know, like, oh man. Yeah. Hazardous material in this area. Lot of Taco Bell. That's right. You're not really doing the Taco Bell. We were gonna. So no. Okay, that's good for you. So this is what I was gonna. So last time we did one of these, we mentioned our New Year's resolutions, and one of mine was I want to have just slightly less Taco Bell.
Yeah,
slightly less. I have not had any so far, but today I drove by one of them. I thought about it. I mean, I have the app on my phone, Sean. I don't know why.
You had the hungry eyes, probably.
Lustful eyes for that gordita crunch. Oof. And that stacker. Ooh, that chicken stacker. Oh, anyway. So, didn't do it. Drove by. Well, and it's the convenience of the sitting down and not getting up. That whoever invented that is just pure fucking
drive through.
Yeah. And so it goes back to the convenience of what you're talking about. Now it's like, that's how I got addicted to Taco Bell and fast food. And all. It was just like, oh, I could be lazy and you'd be sitting down. Now you'd be even lazier. Have the Taco Bell, have your drugs come right to you. But anyway, but I have not had my, you know, my horrible Taco Bell experience yet.
Good. I mean, it is incredibly addictive, and it's underestimated. You think of like the, you know, cocaine and weed and alcohol and heroin and all the usual suspects. But fast food, and I think everyone's kind of known that it can be addictive, but it's not as, I don't know, it's just not as in your face. And I think with 2025, where the focus is going to be like on our long poisoned food supply.
Yeah, it's about time.
And it's about time. And Taco Bell takes, you know, it certainly, you know, takes the bronze medal, if not the silver, if not the gold. And I was walking by a Taco Bell today, and it was probably about 5 o'clock. I had like the drive through had like 12 cars on it. So there was plenty of peeps,
fiends
ready to go. And again, it's addictive.
Yep.
And it's convenient, and it's like you don't have to do any. Yeah,
it's so consistent too. I will say that it's consistent. Exactly,
you know what you're getting. Get. Yeah.
I've never had a chicken quesadilla. I've been like, what the hell is this?
I have, and I think that's what got me off of chicken quesadilla. Is there's like a joint or something in there, you know, like a chicken joint.
What the?
So I'm like, yeah. So I spit it out. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, what? And then I looked at like, what am I eating? Like. All right, I get it. Yeah. So,
wow.
So it had. I think that's what I've learned. It's like if you have like a bad, particularly a series of bad experiences with a drug,
it's good
that that can help to get off it. Yeah. But you know, I say that and I think of alcohol. It's like, I've had a lot of bad experiences with alcohol, and it took me a long time to get off of that. So, yeah.
Go on.
Such a
easy lame. So speaking of fiending for it, how's your New Year's resolution going with just to catch anyone up who's did not see what we're talking about. Sean made a New Year's resolution to what now? You want to
no porn. So
no, no one-eyed monkey.
None of that shit. No, and
okay.
So, hey, been clean.
Wow.
So, what, 10 days now?
Huge.
So, huge. Yeah. And it's a big deal. So,
Captain Maroon here with a quick interject. We are doing an update on New Year's resolutions. And this was recorded back in January. So, I failed on my resolution of trying to get these pods out in a more frequent basis because I have been slacking sorely. But I just wanted to give a little context to this segment because it will be out in July. And this was recorded in January. Okay, back to the pod.
I want to keep going on it. Again, another... You know, it's sort of like where I don't want to say like drugs are harder or easier. Some of them are easier but are harder to quit. But yeah, it's one that you don't necessarily, you know, you don't have alcohol. You don't have like Porn Addicts Anonymous. You have Alcoholics Anonymous. It's kind of these like, you know, consumable drugs of alcohol and cigarettes and weed is probably up there too. And crack cocaine, the stuff that like you have to go and get, but this sort of like, you know, the more subtle stuff like porn or online shopping or
Taco Bell,
Taco Bell, fast food, that kind of style, sugar. And then we'll all talk about coffee in a second. But yeah, that's, you know, the more subtle ones are just as hard in a different way, because you can kind of, I think like with heroin, it's really hard to be a functioning person with heroin. So you kind of are, I don't know. It's
there's more symptoms. Like, yeah.
Yeah. There's symptoms. You can see it easier. Yeah. But, you know, obviously it's just. You know, much more, you know, like just much more addictive. But with the more subtle ones, it's the long, what was the word? It's like the long march. You know, you can be an online shopper for the rest of your life and probably have an okay life. It might not, you know, you might not, you know, you'll be like, say, feel guilty or, you know, you don't want to do this anymore, but you can function. Coffee. You can have 4 cups of coffee a day. You can have 6 cups of coffee. And yeah, you'll have heart problems or something or things like that, but you're not, you know, you can function with those kinds of addictions. And that's the piece that makes it more, I don't know, trickier to quit, is you think like, well, I can live with it.
And how's that going for you? How you feel better?
Yeah, I do feel better. Yeah.
You have no moments of weakness, you know?
Oh.
You don't see an ad on the subway?
Whoa, hold your horses. I got. There are moments where it's like, maybe I'm stressed out at work or something like that, or I don't know, I missed a, you know, like I was trying to go somewhere and I'm running late or, whatever it is, even a minor kind of stress point of like, I overheated my food, whatever it is, and then it'll be like, if I could just crawl into like a cave and hide from the world and just like watch porn for like, you know, 20 years and then come out, I could go for that. Just sort of this like
20 years of slave.
What's 20 years? Yeah. Oh, pretty. Yeah. I mean, I'm in a cave. I'm locked in a cave.
It would be 20 years of slave, 20 years of cave. Yeah. That's right there. It was right there. Fuck.
Yeah. It worked.
Wow.
Now, that joke was underrated.
So, yeah, it is. And any of this stuff, I mean, that's kind of what tells you. Well, you know, if it's like, if you say, I don't want to do this anymore, and then you don't do it anymore, and you don't have a problem, if it's not hard to quit, it's then you weren't really an addict. You were just a lazy fuck.
Well, and you know, and that's a good segue to my, you know, kind of sum up your whole, you know, soliloquy there of basically, you know, it isn't the lack of knowledge is why I'm not bettering my life. It's just the doing it.
Yeah,
so I must emphasize, it's not like, oh, I had no idea that eating nonstop fucking, you know, Stackers and Doritos Los Tacos.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. And I realize all the things I need to do. You need to exercise. You need to wake up and just exercise just a little bit, get a little bit of sunshine and work out, you know, and you need to eat healthy. And I know what I need to do. I don't know if I want to do it. No, it's just literally the fuck. You got to keep that momentum. That's the thing. I think that's why people love the New Year's resolutions, because it's like, oh man, new year, new calendar. Yeah. It's, it kind of keeps you like, you know, on that mindset and all that. So that's why I love the New Year's resolutions. I also love them when like, they can be realistically achieved or whatever. It's like, oh, that's cool. You can keep at it. Or it's like something that's like a behavioral thing you're trying to work at. It's also cool when it's a goal too. And your goal of buying a house is, woo, that's a big one.
Yeah.
But you know, it's, hey, you gotta have some kind of thing to look for. You can't just be like, every year I'll just pay my taxes and, you know,
yeah,
another fucking
just keep it.
Shitty Super Bowl. I was rigged, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Next topic.
As our illustrious God Emperor Donald Trump has been elected.
Daddy Warp Speed. Say his name.
Daddy Warp Speed has been elected, and all of his you know, followers and disciples,
acolytes,
are loving it. No, they're owning the libs, and they're owning the woke mob is defeated, and You know, whatever, you know, not, yeah, just like, give me a break. One of the big backers of Donald Trump is Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla and Twitter. And one of the first things that he says is, oh, yeah, we need H-1B visas. We need to, you know, we need to expand. You know, I'm a big supporter of it. And that's where you get like, you know, it's generally for like skilled labor from out of the country.
Thank you. I thought that was like an AIDS visa.
That's HIV.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Thank you for that. so he was pushing it pretty hard, and some of the, you know, it's the, and this is all on Twitter. There's nothing happens in real life anymore. Everything happens online. So of course the base was pissed off, and his response is, you know, go to hell. We're doing this. And then it goes, and then the base goes to Trump and says, no, Elon's betraying you. He doesn't believe in America first, you know, and you were always against H-1B visas. You know, what do you think? And he says, oh yeah, no, I'm for H-1B visas.
Flip it.
And then he was interviewed. Flip it on him. And then he was interviewed in person. So this is all on, you know, online.
I've always
so
been a pro fracker. Anyway, go on.
Well, and then some montage came out about him in 2016 and 2020 saying, I'm against H-1B visas. They're hurting American workers. We're going to sign a law to prevent H-1B, you know, to curtail it and all of that. And then it goes to some clip of him. This was like a week ago. He's being interviewed in his palace at Mar-a-Lago. And they say, hey, why'd you switch on H-1B visas? And he says, right on tempo, he says, I never changed my mind on H-1B visas. I've always been for H-1B visas. We're going to have so many jobs. Everything's going to be wonderful. So we need as many skilled workers as we can. And I thought, you know, for the people who voted for Trump and thought, this time he's going to get it right. You feel like a sucker? You feel like you've been played? Well, join the club. Okay. I was in the Bernie Sanders club. This happened to me 8 years ago. I got suckered. You got suckered. Now you can see that you've been suckered. You've been played. And it's not because you're dumb. It's not because you're so gullible. It's that, hey, you're prevented. You're given two choices, and you go, oh, this one looks better than the other one. I'll take it. Pepsi and Coke. And you chose Coke, and you found out Coke has rat poison in it. And you're saying, how could they do this? And I'm telling you, yeah, I had the choice between Sprite and Mountain Dew, and I chose Mountain Dew. And I got suckered. Now you're a sucker. It's fine. Stew in your anger at the God Emperor Donald Trump. And then after however long it takes you, you will realize that none of these people care about you. They are using us, not just you, us, using all of us to advance their power and advance their wealth and advance their status. And you and me are just tools. And as soon as the tool is not needed anymore, it's discarded.
Hey, it looks like you dropped something. Some knowledge.
So,
Sean, I'm pro, like, okay, so, wow. I don't even know where to begin, Sean, because, like, why would someone like Bill Gates give us, like, the Surface tablet?
If he wasn't benevolent, why would he give us this? Yeah.
Remember when they first came out on the NFL show, like on Monday Night Football, and the commentators were like, oh, look at their iPad-like tablets. Fucking Microsoft was losing their mind. Like, it just goes to show that whatever gets the name out first, it wins, right?
Yeah.
Like, and that, you know, anyway, so it's like whoever can rush to get, that's why, like, I hate the news, because they rush to be first, because whoever's first, they got it first, and they don't give a fuck about accuracy. And people do need to wake up that the government, it turns out, they don't really give a fuck about us. It turns out, we're just kind of annoying. They like us for tax money, and they like us when we applaud what they do. And they're not even, Tim Dillon said this, but he's basically saying, like, they're not even subtle anymore with the lying. Like, they don't even try to lie. They're just like, whatever, you're not going to connect the dots. Like, you're too lazy.
Yeah.
You know, what do you...
Yeah, you're going to look at some TikTok video of some guy doing, like, a robot dance.
Yeah.
And,
right.
Yeah.
You're going to move on within 24 hours.
You're
going to
move on. Yeah.
Right. And it's just like, yeah, they think that we're so dumb and incompetent and lazy now. And, you know, the thing is, they're probably not entirely wrong, because we're talking about the things you need to do to better yourself and all that. But a lot of it, I feel like, is we're kind of like products of our environment. I hate to say, all like, oh, this is all the environment's fault. But, like, dude, our education system clearly is not set up for success. It just we've talked about this so many times, but it's just like, it's so clear that we're set up to just be complacent citizens that don't rock the boat too much, shut up, keep your head down, be good little workers. I mean, it's so obvious. That's like what the ideal person, the outcome of a school is to be a good little citizen that doesn't question the authorities and all that. And people now are starting to get really, really skeptical of stuff, which I love, but I wish that it would be more, like, there was more momentum behind it. I think people are asking more questions. I just felt like it now needs to, like, build to something and escalate and go to somewhere. Like, there needs to be, you know, some actual stuff of that. Now we're getting real talk, but you know what I mean? It's like, there actually needs to be something from this, instead of just everyone bitching about it, being aware of it. But the awareness is the first step. At least people are being aware of it. It's just, the distractions to make it now.
Yeah. That's why they're going to ramp up all the gambling, going back to the beginning. Yeah. And how do we distract them? Oh, we've been here before. Alcohol, weed, you know, cocaine, tobacco, you know, the stuff you can buy, that's one piece. So we'll, you know, maybe we'll make it a little bit cheaper to buy that. But also, let's push the stuff that we can push online. Yeah. The shopping, the porn, the
gaming.
Yeah, you know, like gaming. What was it? Gambling. That's it. Yeah.
Gambling.
Yeah. The big one. Gambling's gonna be number one. That's my prediction of the year. That is going to be the biggest increase in terms of, like, I don't know, people's lives getting worse is going to be from gambling.
What's going to happen? So, you know that Grand Theft Auto 6 is coming out. When that game gets released, I'm pretty sure, like, Hiroshima is going to happen and no one will notice.
Yeah.
They'll just be like, oh
yeah.
Wait, what?
Well, did you hear interesting. That?
You know,
yeah, the concept of that, like, okay, they're going to release this, like, you know, big AAA game and it's going to distract from something. So this is kind of 2 weeks before the election. So this was like November 10th. Our true president, Elon Musk, tweeted out, hey, we're going to have to make a lot of cuts to the budget. So it's going to be austerity. And it's going to be like that for the next 2 years. And, you know, we just have to do it. We have to do it now or it's going to get worse. And probably like after the election, probably like end of December, maybe like second to last week of December, right around Christmas, the second in command, Donald Trump, tweeted out, we are going to have a depression. Everything's going to be really bad economically. And it's the Democrats' fault. So they're already prepping everybody for a horrific economy. Like, it couldn't get any worse. Well, apparently it can. Like you said, there's going to be some sort of, you know, something to hide, so, you know, a Hiroshima or, you know, that kind of thing. Something to hide. And it's like, they're already hinting, not only hinting, they're saying we are about to have another recession. Like, we had one in 2008, the Great Recession. We never really recovered from that. So guess what? We're going to do it again. And what are you all going to do? You're going to tweet about it. You're going to Instagram about it. You're going to direct all your energy online. So, I'm ban social media. I'm more and more validated every day in my belief. There we go. Done.
I'm validated more and more by your belief. You're so you have so much evidence, though. You know, with the validation
every day, every day. Yeah, it's like we gotta ban this stuff because that's kind of like what you said. It's real easy to tweet, and the first step's awareness, but the next step is taking, seeing it, and then doing it, and that's the hardest step. Which is why we're at where we're at as a society.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, we've built this mess, Sean. You know, we have no one to blame but ourselves. It's just like Carlin said. It's like we get all mad at the politicians and all that. He's like, where do they come from? They come from dumbass people, the American people. This is the best we got, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've said this before. Like, if someone says, oh, the American people are resolute and they're strong, my response to that is, show me the evidence of that.
Yep.
Look where we're at.
Yep.
I mean, we have record low recruitment in the military.
And that's not just here. That's UK too.
And UK. And it's not because, oh, the economy's so good that no one wants to, you know, go into the military. And that's usually the case. If the economy is bad, military recruitment is up because, you know, you don't really have any other options. Economy's good, recruitment's low. Well, economy's bad, recruitment's still low. And two main reasons. One, I'll start with the less funny one. One is like the, what is it called? Like they're called influencers, but they're not like Instagram influencers. It's more like, you know, like a neighbor or an uncle or a cousin or a friend of a friend. Like when kids are growing up, you know, it's someone who will, like, you know, who's in the military, and they look up to them as a role model. Well, those, you know, role models are saying don't join. It's completely corrupt at this point. And it's not about defending the country or anything like that. It's just about how do we extract wealth out of this earth.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's not comedic. This actually fucking happened. There was a lot of people that came back from their Afghanistan tours and basically said, like, yeah, I thought I was going to protect my country and we were going to go to war and all. And all we did was defend poppy fields.
Yeah.
All we did poppy was defend fields, poppy fields.
Poppy fields for the Afghan government, which, you can edit this out if you want, but they were poppy field running pedophile warlords. And this is the most, this was going on for 20 years.
We'll leave it in.
And that's why at the, the United States, got out of Afghanistan, there was I forget who it was. There was like some sort of attack on a U.S. Like one of the United States like bases or something like that. Someone attacked the bases, and of course all the neocons are saying, we got to stay, this is why we got to stay. And yeah, turned out it was like it was ISIS or I'm sorry, Al-Qaeda. Yeah, that's who it is. Yeah, it was Al-Qaeda. And it's because the United States was protecting their poppy fields. So yeah, if you guys leave, we're screwed. The Taliban's going to wipe us off the map, which they have done almost within like a month. So yeah, it's so that's one reason was the, you know, the role models are saying don't do this anymore. The second one is a little funny and a little sad, but it's because everybody's fat. They can't pass a physical fitness test. Like, hey, you got to run, you got to be able to run two miles without having a heart attack. Or, hey, you got to do three chin-ups. Can you do three chin-ups?
Oof.
And then, yeah, it's tougher than it sounds. But yeah. Oh, and then, hey, you got to do 50 push-ups.
Chin-ups are one of those things where everyone thinks they can do a lot. Everyone's like, it looks so easy until you actually fucking do it. And you're like, oh shit.
So they do one.
Yeah. And actually, it was so funny. I remember back in the day in like fucking middle school and high school, everyone doing like pull ups and chin ups and stuff. And everyone would be all like confident and they walk up and then like they'd be hanging on the bar like, oh my God, I can't pull up my own weight. It's like, yeah, it's you have a real like you are so impressed by like rock climbers and people that can do, you know what I mean? It's like, especially like the free range, whatever it's called, like the free base rock
free climbing.
Yeah. Like that's fucking insane, dude. Like you're literally pulling yourself up your own body weight. And meanwhile, people can't even pull up one, you know, three times, let alone once. And then you said 50 pushups. Is that in a row?
Yeah.
I'm guessing. Yeah. It's like, it's funny. Like 50 pushups, it doesn't sound like a lot, but consecutively, a lot of people fucking struggle with that shit, you know? Like, I remember trying to do it.
That's why the recruitment's low.
Yeah. Have you done push-ups recently? Remember, my buddy challenged us in a group chat to do a push-up challenge. I thought he meant the goal was to, like, see how many you could do, but we were trying to get to, like, 100. Mm. I thought he meant consecutively, right?
Sure, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you for...
That's what I would think, yeah.
Right? No, he meant like throughout the whole day.
What, in like a day?
Yeah. Like, so like he meant like do like 10 here and then like an hour later do another 10, right?
No.
And that's he would send a chat and he'd be like, one day he was like 30. I'm like, oh cool, man. Like you get, and the next day it was like 45. I'm like, damn, you made some serious, because I was trying to do consecutively. And I was like, man, going from like 25, 30 to then 40 to 45, like that was hard. That took a couple weeks. And he was like, it was like the next day he was doing 40. And then he got up to like 60 and 70. I was like, dude, how are you doing this, man? Like, this is really impressive. And then finally he just admitted, he was like, oh yeah, I'm doing 10 every like hour over the day. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, that's not impressive. He was like, and we got in this whole fucking debate, dude. And he was like, actually, it's better than nothing. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's better than nothing. But like, you challenged us, right? The challenge, I thought, was who can do the most consecutive push-ups? Not like who can do the most jumping jacks throughout the whole day, you know? So it's just like, what? That's just how much free time do you have? And like, you know, I don't know. I was just kind of like, what? Like, it's not like, trust me, if you could do 100 push-ups throughout a day, like great. Again, that's better than fucking nothing. But this guy shot out this challenge. Like it was like, none of you can do this. And his numbers kept increasing every day. And I'm like, oh, he's trying to motivate us. But then when I found out he wasn't doing them consecutively, and I fucking like I got pretty mad. I was like, dude, you're not doing, like, this isn't the same. And he was like, you're crazy, dude, who can do 100 push-ups in a row? I'm like, people can, man. I'm telling you, people can. Like, it's crazy, that's right, like 100, but like, it's, if you can, the things you could do if you push your body is fucking nuts, right? And like, you have to have like goals, and you have to be like, okay, I'm going to try to, like, you know, I'm going to run, like there's people that run like marathons. That's nuts, right? You say, oh, I'm going to run like 50 miles or something. You're like, you're insane. But when you like set your mind to it, people can fucking do shit. And this, meanwhile, this guy's just like, no, it's just how many you can do over a day. As soon as I heard that, I was like, but I'm out. I even said, it was like Shark Tank. I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, the standard like warm up for any of like the personal training I've done in the past year or so, the standard warm up is how many squats? 20 squats, 20 step backs, and 20 push ups. That's the warm up. And the push ups is not like you do five and then you get up. And you, no, it's 20. And that's the warm up. And then you do the heavy weight lift. So That's just the warm up.
Yeah.
So the idea that you, yeah, it's like, oh, I did 100 push-ups in the span of, you know, 10 hours. Right. Get the hell out of here, man. And yeah, okay. Better. Sure. Better than anything.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I mean, you can say that about a lot of stuff. Oh yeah. It's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing. Yeah. But like I told him, I was like, dude, it's like what you're saying is you ran 5 miles and what you did is like every 10 minutes, you just like ran around your room and then stopped. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You did that like over a whole day. And then you're like, look, I ran five. It's like, well, you didn't really run. Like, it's like, yeah, trust me, it's better than fucking just sitting on the couch all day. It's like, yeah, you got me, man. Like, you're a bum and I'm not. It's like, yeah, you got me. But like, don't be disingenuous with it. Be like, I ran 5 fucking miles. Because when people hear that, they assume you ran 5 miles consecutively, right? If I told you, hey, Sean, yesterday I ran 5 miles, you would assume I did that all in one go, right? Like I went out in my shorts, I ran 5 miles, and then I came in. And you're like, wow, that's impressive. That's a lot.
I could see maybe take a break halfway through.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And even like if the break is like you're just walking for 10 feet, whatever. Right. But like, yeah, if someone said I ran fucking 5 miles and you saw the video of them and they're just doing wind sprints in their house over a 24-hour period, you'd be fucking laughing. You'd be like, this is not the same
thing. No, you know what I would say is if it works for you, then great.
Exactly. Hey, if that's how you get healthy, I'm not gonna knock any of that shit. My thing is like, don't make it like this, like achievement. The achievement should be you being healthy. Look at me, I'm healthy. Yeah. It shouldn't be like I did 100 push-ups yesterday and ran 5 miles. It's like, no, you ran back and forth at your house.
I think it's a little different. It's sort of like, I think it's more like if you say, oh, I benched, you know, whatever, 185 today. You think like, oh man, you had 185 pounds and you benched it. You wouldn't think, oh no, you actually benched like, you know, 70 pounds.
You lifted the remote 500 times throughout the day.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a little,
that's exactly,
you know, what, yeah. And it's one thing like, oh yeah, I'm, you know, I'm moving more. I'm trying to be more active. Great. And you want to do wind sprints in your house? Fine.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to feel judged or whatever. I totally get it. But I think mine is like, if you're bragging about, oh, look at all this stuff I'm doing. It's like, bragging should be punishable by lashes.
Your go-to. Yeah.
You're going to be everybody's go-to.
Yeah.
You'd be sooner than later.
Father of the year. Yeah. How'd you potty train your kids at the age of 2? One word. 2 syllables.
Laughter.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
What did you think I was going
to say? Yeah. What a tweeze. Next topic. Trying to do a little research for the pod. You know, very important stuff. Just trying to do some sports research. Just trying to figure out what commercials Baker Mayfield has been in. I remember the commercials, right? But I don't remember the company. I was like, what were they again, right? Shows how effective they were. I can't even remember the company. Anyway, I find out what I believe is a commercial. I must stress, I am looking for a commercial. I am looking for a progressive commercial. And it hits me with a 30-second ad. A 30-second ad. For a 30-second progressive commercial. 100% of commercial for 100% of and the thing I was looking for was a commercial. What world do we live in, Sean? What is this? When I pass away, will I be greeted by Geico the Gecko? Is that what's going on?
Now that joke was low-key funny.
Like, it's just everything's just corporate now. I'm surprised we don't get a nutritional device or nutritional advice from Pillsbury Doughboy. I fucked that up. I'm thinking my spirit animal should be the Limu Emu.
Yeah, Limu Emu. Mm-hmm. What's the other? The Wax Liberty Mutual guy. The guy, Jake from State Farm.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Shaquille O'Neal with the Shaq-a-roni pizza from Papa John's. Yeah. And then I'm on Rumble, which is like, again, conservative YouTube, and it's ivermectin ads. Like a lot of ivermectin ads, like probably like 1 in 5 ads is about how ivermectin cures cancer. So it's like, oh, all right, what are we? The other one is about like a baseball flashlight. I'm not even kidding. It's like this baseball flashlight. It's like a flashlight, and you can use it to like, you use it for self-defense.
Wow.
And so you can like hit people with it, and it's really powerful. And then you can make it into like a laser and like cut through, I'd have to really see it in person to believe it, but it's like they cut through a cell phone with this like laser. Like what the hell's going on? So
you don't want to know.
That's yeah. And then what else is the other ad? Something about like turmeric is supposed to be like the new Ozempic. Oh, you can do something with turmeric and it's going to like basically work like Ozempic.
You have to pair it with Sequel and a lot of Molly.
Yeah. So it's definitely adpocalypse, but I mean, hey, you can pay the $10 a month for ad free, which is like a streaming service. So so now you're paying for YouTube and Rumble and you know whatever, and yeah, we're back to cable TV.
Hey, whatever. As long as I get my entertainment, right?
Which you won't. You won't even get your entertainment. Yeah, you're gonna get like stupid stuff. You're gonna get it's gonna be idiots like us talking. But yeah. Every idiot's got a podcast. So I mean why can't we have one too?
There's enough mindless content. We're just more drones in the scene. Yeah. Just droning on and on about nonsense. Speaking of nonsense, I had this calendar mishap, right? In the full notes in my calendar, it was new analog phone, take printer to VI department. Said in my quick calendar view after I updated the app, new anal. Because, I'm sick of that old stuff. So imagine if that popped up at work, right? Like your secretary is looking at your calendar. She's like, oh, okay. You fun night? And you're like, night. Look, that says 11. Yeah, it says 11 a.m. Imagine if you saw it over your girlfriend's shoulder, right? You're like, ugh. You're like new anal. You're like, ooh. You're all excited. And then she's like, I thought about we should install an analog line. And you're like, oh, God.
I'm still excited. We need an analog line.
Yeah. I'd stick my RJ in that 45. She's like, what? That doesn't even make any sense. Nothing about what you say makes any sense. Anyway, moving on.
What was it? It was Diablo 2. This was back in like 2001. One of the biggest video games at the time. And they re-released it. This must have been a year... probably a year and a half ago, they re-released it. And you'd think, oh, well, it's going to be a lot faster because the hardware is just improved in the past 20 years. And the internet is so much quicker now.
Yeah.
Well, you was wrong if you thought that, because it was buggier. It would crash more often and it would lag more. And you'd think, huh, how did we get here? How did we get to a point where it's worse? And it's just, hey, I mean, this is what the people wanted. They wanted the good old, the good old days, and they got it.
I mean, Sean, I love the good old. Don't you love the 90s? To us, that'll be the 90s forever.
Remember the 90s? Remember, like, AOL was on, like, a disc? Remember that?
There was something you were telling me. It was some, you know, it was a mock of that. It was like, you know, hey, Mountain Dew in the fridge and Donkey Kong on the N64. And your mom just made, you know, bagel bites.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you look around, and you realize you're 45 years old and you live in your mom's basement.
Yeah. Yeah. Your life has not gone the direction you intended. If you're still eating them bagel bites at 45. Although, man. Oh, but don't you remember how good they were? And then if you could have a bagel bite right now, you'd eat it. You'd be like, this thing fucking sucks. It was just a shitty bagel with some cheese on it. Yeah, but when you're 12, oh my God. It's a little pizza. It's a portable little pizza in my hand. God, dude, we were so, yeah. It's just so funny, the nostalgia. The nostalgia they have now realized, and they now market for nostalgia, which is just fucking genius, because it's a fucking thing. You always look back and go, oh man, why isn't it so much better? There was someone at work who was talking to our black maintenance worker, saying she was looking at some stuffed memorabilia from the 1950s, and she goes, wasn't that a simpler time? What? Yeah, so it's all perspective, isn't it? I could see someone in Kuwait when you're going, hey, the 90s was pretty nice, and they're going, oh, fuck you. Yeah. So yeah, it's all fucking perspective. If you're, this is where the 90s was great. If you're a millennial, the 90s, because you were a child. That's why the 90s was great. You had no responsibilities. You fucking played video games and you hung out with your friends and you went to school. And like, that was it. You played tag. It was, if you got like a new bike, it was like a huge deal. Of course the 90s was better than whatever you're dealing with. Of course. Like, it didn't matter what was going on in the geopolitical sense, or there was like a genocide going on in Rwanda, you know, if the Clintons were murdering people. None of this matters. It doesn't matter. You're 12 and 007's on, baby. You know, it's like syphilis time. That's like Nelson Mandela's in jail. And, you know, he's like watching you play, you know, fucking Zelda Ocarina of Time, going like,
That is a throwback. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I guess like, yeah, I don't want to go back. And you know, I complain about the present. But the good part about the present is it's harder to sort of like hide, you know, what's going on. Like, talk about the 90s. Yeah, everything was hidden because, you know, you didn't have this like, you know, endless stream of like internet content. And, you know, anything that happened, somebody's going to film it and you'll know about it, or wars and stuff like that, or I could not imagine living in that kind of, like, if we had to teleport back and like, okay, you live in the 90s now, like, geez, like, I couldn't imagine telling people, oh, we gotta go back to those days. And I think now at least people are, how do you put it, they are either more aware or they're more or they're more drug addicted, so you really have two choices.
Yeah, we know what the answer is, Sean. We want it to be aware. Yeah. And I think it's aware, but I think it's blissfully.
Yeah.
I think it's they're on, you know, oxy, on opioids. They're like, Pokemon Go. Turns out they're actually using us to map data. They're using us as data miner. Remember that shit? Remember that Pokemon Go thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It turns out they're just data mining people. Basically, they're just like mapping the world.
Yeah. And it was, you thought like, oh man, it's really tough on my battery because of the GPS. And it's like, oh, well, we're doing much more than that.
Yeah.
We want to track. It's all about, we want to track everybody 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that's because like, who was it? It was the World Economic Forum. They were talking about like how things are getting like progressively worse. Like there's pandemics and there's civil unrest everywhere, and there's all these countries are going bankrupt, and there's famine, and there's just like all these problems that, you know, the WEF or the World Economic Forum and all their types were supposed to solve. And they're saying, no, it's just getting more and worse and worse and worse. So what we have to do is have one government. We can't have all these different governments to try and coordinate. It has to be one government. And we need full 24/7 surveillance of every single person on this earth.
Well, that they're already and
have. It's almost like, how do I put it? It's like they have it, but they only use it like when there's, you know, like, how do I put it? They don't use it as much as they probably could. They just kind of keep it on the shelf. And they're saying, well, no. All this stuff on the shelf we have about, you know, Danny and his, you know, particular online tastes, we need to use that. That's where they want to go.
Yeah. No, they're not making, they already have made massive server farms in like the desert. And I think in Nevada or so, and it's all just to store. I mean, it has an insane amount of storage. Like it's comical. I forget the number, but it's all just to store data about us, basically, make a profile. And they're saying that one of the reasons what they're keeping it for is so law enforcement can solve crimes way in the future. Like, oh yeah, it turns out you did violate this law, whatever, like, you know, in 2004, and, you know, it turns out, yeah, we didn't fine you for it, or you should have had some jail time, or whatever it is. And it's like, that's going to be the use of it, and I am 100% for it if it is across the board. If you're doing that for every single person, including the people calling the shots. Are they going to do that, Sean? Of course not. It's going to be for people like you and me. Hey, Sean, we noticed that you actually, in 2009, hacked into a website and put in some credit card. And you're like, what? What? And you're thinking about it. And you're like, what the fuck? What? Is that one time I watched that free MMA fight? On that weird website? Yeah. You're like, oh yeah, I guess. And they're like, yeah, it turns out that's a felony. Your ass is going to jail for a year. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, I could see shit like that. But again, why would they do it on random people? They're going to do it if you're causing problems. It's like, hey, Sean, you're getting a little uppity. Mm.
Yeah.
So we noticed that you were getting free MMA fights from 2009 to 2012.
Oh, yeah.
And them fines add up. And it's like, you want to do jail time or do you want to owe us half a mil? And you're like, I don't have half a mil. You're like, all right, jail time. Crazy.
Yeah, we've talked about it before. It was sort of like, well, no, they won't do that because they need us. They need us to keep everything running, and they need us so that they'll, you know, to sell us their goods. Who's going to buy their goods if we're all, you know, in jail or dead or impoverished? And to that I say, they don't give a shit about money anymore. They have, the robber barons have robbed everything. There's nothing left to rob.
Yeah. And that,
so this idea, they want to get our money. You don't have any money.
Yeah.
Everybody's broke. Everybody's saying, oh shit, I want to buy a house, but I can't afford it. Oh, my water heater broke. How the hell am I going to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I have this, one bedroom apartment, and it's glorious. This idea that everybody has all this stuff and that we have the power of the purse. We have the power to shape and mold this society. Look up fifth generation warfare. We are the enemy now. We are, it's not about nation states. It's not about terrorist organizations. It's about we have too many people. And with all this internet going on, they're getting all uppity. Just like you said, everybody's getting all uppity.
Yeah.
And
asking a lot of questions.
So what if we just move everything to AI and then we don't need workers anymore? And if we, and then at that point, you got all these mouths to feed. Not my problem, or not my government's problem. We'll deport them. So that's my dystopian view. Is they don't really need, they don't need us, they don't want us, and this sort of idea that but who will buy their goods and who will make their goods? Well, AI is going to make everything, and then that they need. And then they, in terms of buying stuff, money doesn't matter. The dollar is going to crash. Crypto is going to be, revealed as a scam. The governments have most of the gold. So you can't do anything with that. So what? We're going to be bartering? We're going to be bartering fucking, fart jokes for eggs? I mean, what's going on here? There's the idea that they need us, and we if we vote, we can get the right people in office, and we can turn this ship around, and America will be restored to the constitutional roots that it started with. My response to you is, you are a chump. You are a total chump, and I'm sorry, but time to wake up. Stop being a chump.
Capital Ch. Put that on your pipe. Bunch of chumps. Bunch of TikTok watching, fucking Fast and Furious attending, new phone buying chumps.
Dude, I need a new phone.
I need a phone so bad. I need a phone so bad. I just got a scratch on my phone, dude. And I do need a new phone. This scratch on my phone is driving me crazy. I got it right away when I got the new phone, and it looks like an eyelash is on my screen constantly. It drives me up the wall. The point is, we all have our chump moments. Being a chump is sort of inclusive to the human experience. It is finding out when you are being chumpy, to have self-awareness of the chumphood, and to course correct before you crash into the land of Chumpville forever. No escape. Population, you and all the other chumps, chumping around forever, just chumping away at the bit. Oh, and here's the thing. If we could barter fart jokes for eggs, isn't that a self-sustaining economy? Food for thought. Thanks again for listening on our journey to the Maroon.
Who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy, the train. AKA the philosopher, building back the tracks, back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'm gonna give it back. Yeah. He gave it to me.
That might be a good end there to the recording.